This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Search and rescue crews are sifting through the partially collapsed Florida condominium building where at least 18 people were killed and some 145 others still unaccounted for. The rescue operations resumed late Thursday on the same day that President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the devastated community in Surfside, meeting privately with families. Before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy in the community, Biden announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have been painstakingly working their way through the rubble for potential signs of life, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the collapse last Thursday. Australia announced plans to reduce commercial passenger arrivals by half due to the emerging risk of the COVID-19 Delta variant as parts of the country emerge from lockdown Friday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told reporters that Australia will cap weekly arrivals at 3,000, down from 6,000 by July 14th, to reduce pressure on hotel quarantine. Australia already has some of the world's tightest border restrictions aimed at keeping COVID-19 out. Morrison also said a vaccine would be made available to every Australian who wanted one by the end of the year. Almost half the Australian population has been locked down for the past week due to infection clusters. Several cities in Queensland, and Northern Territory came out of lockdown on Friday. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Prosecutors in New York Thursday issuing an indictment charging the Trump Organization, the company owned by former President Donald Trump, with operating a 15-year-long scheme to defraud the government, alleging that the organization compensated senior executives with off-the-book benefits such as cash, private school tuition, luxury cars, without reporting it to the IRS or state tax authorities as income. At the same time, prosecutors indicted the company's 73-year-old chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on 15 charges, including grand larceny and tax fraud. Both Weisselberg and the Trump Organization have pleaded not guilty and vowed to fight the charges in court. The Justice Department is halting federal executions after a historic use of capital punishment by the Trump administration, which carried out 13 executions in 6 months. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he is opposing a moratorium on imposing one on federal executions while the Justice Department conducts a review of its policies and procedures. Donald Trump's Justice Department resumed federal executions in July following a 17-year hiatus. No president in more than 120 years have overseen as many federal executions. President Biden has said he opposes the death penalty, and he and his team vowed that he would work and take action to stop its use while in office. The United States and Britain are sounding another alarm about Russian activity in cyberspace, accusing the Kremlin of repeatedly trying to smash its way into critical systems of government agencies, defense contractors, universities, and even political parties. A joint advisory Thursday from the U.S. National Security Agency and Britain's National Cybersecurity Center said Russian military intelligence, the GRU, has been trying, or carrying out rather, a brute force campaign since 2019, getting hold of credentials such as email logins. Some U.S. lawmakers have called for mandatory reporting requirements for companies hit by major hacks, ransomware attacks, and other types of breaches, saying it will help the government respond more effectively to cyber intrusion. In the simmering war in Afghanistan, if official counts were to be accepted, has killed more people last month than any other month since 2001, when the United States and NATO troops invaded the country. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.